Back for Revenge, written by Morton Middleditch, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr.
Chapter 1. The explosion of thunder overhead brought Bill out of his troubled snooze. He had been dreaming he was dying, which was almost certainly true, but whether he died from the cancer or from a bullet was the part that exercised most of his waking thinking. The storm had swept in quickly. Before he had dozed off, it was a bright, windy day, typical of the wide-open pampas. Gazing out of the window was one of Bill's greatest pleasures, but then it was a view to behold. Argentina, his home for so long, and now the only safe refuge left to him. Elsewhere in the world, he was at risk. January was one of his favorite months. Normally, the sun shone brightly in the summer, but today the wind had brought the clouds and the rain was now torrential. The rumbles of thunder boomed across the pampas, but the storm was passing as quickly as it had come. He felt tired, and he was almost nodding off again when someone entered the room. The clouds were receding. The summer sun was now shining, and the air was clear.
"Señor Beale, why you come home?"
"Strange question, as I've been home for 3 years."
"Don't make fun of me. You know what I mean. I your only family now. I first to hold you after you born."
Bill grinned. Angelo Ramirez, 82, not fluent in English, but always forthright and stooped after years of hard work, but always with a smile. Angelo was his last cherished family. All were dead, and some his own doing. His mother had told him Angelo was the first person to cradle Bill in his arms as the doctor passed him over. That was nearly 40 years ago. Angelo had been head of the house when the family were not around, but he had long since passed that job on to his son Emilio. Bill loved him. They were his only remaining family. His English was as faltering now as it was when he had taught Bill to hunt and fish.
"Well, Angelo, this is the only home I have left now, so I would, if that is okay with you, like to spend all my days here, but only if that is okay with you."
The sarcasm was lost on the old man, who scuttled off to his favorite place, the kitchen. Bill wished he could spend the rest of his life in this wonderful place, but that was going to prove most unlikely. Before him was a vast expanse of grassland. To one side of the farm buildings sat the old, somewhat dilapidated family Cessna, an essential tool for getting around in this remote wilderness. In front of him, the pampas, his land, spread for 50 miles against the backdrop of the Andes. The magnificence of this part of Patagonia always tugged at his heart when he was away. This had been his great-grandfather's home. The old man had settled in Argentina when his whaling ship was wrecked in a terrible storm in 1876. He had decided to stay, partly because there was no way to return to England, but he had fallen in love and married the daughter of a wealthy Argentinian whose wife was English. They had built up massive estates, and the estancia now had 20 rooms and outbuildings to house the hands. Bill's father had left to go to England after he was born to run other parts of the family's extensive interests, but he felt safe here. This had been his other family home, where he spent the time when business brought him to South America and when he needed to be absent from his other properties in England, Madrid, and Lima, homes far away from the modest house in Solihull, the hub where the most lucrative part of the family business had been masterminded. It had made them wealthy, but that was all history now. He was a wanted man, his parents and sister dead, the business gone. Bill Milichip was on the run from police in a number of countries, but here in Argentina he still felt safe. Maybe it was the thousands paid to corrupt policemen allowing him to feel so. It could change. Policemen came and went, and maybe a new police chief might decide to cash in and turn him over to those who sought him. Everyone could be bought. Who would want him most, Peru, Spain, or England? He put the thought out of his mind. Since the cock-up in Peru, he had been untroubled at the family estancia. His life was one of comparative luxury as a farmer with staff, whose loyalty to him had never wavered and he took for granted. Yet something still gnawed at him, unfinished business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?